time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Hans is a local MC who's been on the come up for a wee while now, released a handful of EPs, racked up the numbers on streaming platforms, and collaborated with a whole bunch of people. They've just dropped a new track earlier this week, if I'm right, and joins us in studio for Live and Direct. Hello.
Hey man, how's it?
Good, thank you. Yeah, stoked to have you up here.
Oh man, it's a pleasure to be up here in the last thing, man. It's been a long time. I've been wanting to come up here for ages, so.
Yes, and here we are. As per, we're going to hear a few songs and then we're going to have a chat because you've got a lot of plans in the works.
Yeah, I guess so. That's how I put it.
Whenever you're ready,
sweet.
Take it away.
I'm cool, Who got the timer? It's like 16 bars and I'm out of here. I don't see my peers out here. And I don't really like all that's out of here. And I don't like to talk about it. Pigeon on me, fuck it, talk about it. Talk about me, cause I'm not about it. But my fam is, so don't fuck around it. I came up on some pop jams. Beats like pop, damn, you don't understand. Apply for some 9 to 5s, they said, nah, man, you not right, damn. Shit, these grades don't pay. And I came here on my boat. At least I didn't know till they told me so. Push me in the deep end and watch me float. You never had the deep end on no flow. See me, I'm good with a little bit of change and a little bit of nicotine on my patch. Motherfucking lineage on my back. And my culture more than K-pop tracks. So don't mind me, I'm tidy. Way too clean, like way too clean. Got priorities, don't mind me. Way too much that my eyes seen. And I could say ni hao si, but fuck that, fuck this, I'm done trying fit in. Had to go and cop 2 chains on my neck. Swing round 2, say I'm different. Yeah, you missing the point of point, I mean join the joint. You gon' play this back. Didn't seem too long back that I used to lack. Couldn't say shit, my shit whack. But this more back to back with no backing tracks. It's like play your songs and get paid. Roll with an alias and dry radius. A landscape should hit the airways. Then wait for the bill and say you got play. Hope that fake Gucci help you get laid. Hope it don't quit that all this just gets to help a big man in office get paid. Wait, don't mind me, I'm off. Don't need go na jal chengyo. It's still for public transport, but took bus to school this month. Then you'll win some and you'll lose some. Bad plays like auditions. Yeah, bad days like additions. It felt like something been missing. So I'm here, disappear. All that capping, we don't care. All that price tag that you wear. That not cool, not cool round there. And we don't care who got next. More like me, not too long left. Yeah, Justin said, go right my Marvin's room and let time do the rest. Bless. Sam proud, I'm from Korea town. Not really a real town, but shit is when I'm round. Hold up, wait. Sam proud, I'm from Korea town. Not really a real town, but shit is when I'm round. I don't wanna die young, it's okay. See, I take bad way back, way back. I buy now, promise payback. See, I think I'm living. It don't really feel like living. See, I feel like nothing given. Should I feel like nothing good? Should I feel like I just should? Fuck it, right? And I came from the point that you know. These sticks and stones will break my bones. But then mud or white stick, I feel safe. I don't wanna die young, it's okay. Problem child, you running wild. You smoking miles. See, I just wild out. How you go tell the truth? How you gon' make the news? I just think got the blues. Kinda my guy. And I came from the point that you know. And these sticks and stones will break my bones. But now my door white stick, I feel safe. I don't wanna die young, it's okay.
Listening to Live and Direct on 95BFM, Hans joins us in studio. Hello.
Hello.
Great song. So what was that first track called?
So that first song was called Windsor Freestyle. Yep. It was just like a rapidy rap track, kind of just bars. I don't really do that kind of shit that much like lately, so it was cool just to get back to just like rapping,
yeah.
Just for the sake of like rapping.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, what does, like in your mind, what makes a good bar? Like what's a good Hans bar?
A good Hans bar.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Ooh.
Damn. I'd say something that's honest. Often a little sarcastic as well, just a sprinkle of that added into a bit. But yeah, mostly just like if there's honesty underneath it, then like I can be happy with it. So I'd probably say that. Yeah.
Honesty, cool. Let's wind it way back. Sticking with rap, what was the first rap you wrote?
Oh, I've done a lot of interviews, but like this is a pretty good question. I've never been asked shit like this. I was 13.
Yep.
I went sign like, for example, like. I'm the man, you don't understand. Sam I am, some stuff like, oh man, I don't even want to think about it. I've got the book at home though. I had like this rhyme book from when I was like 13.
Yeah.
I won't throw away, but I won't open it at the same time because I don't want to put myself through that. It's at home though, I could bring it up. I mean, if I wanted to find the very first rap I ever wrote.
You got to start somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
It's always good though, you know, when someone's proficient at what they do, it's like, well, let's open it up. Let's see what's going on. And what was the name of that second track?
So the second one is called Okay.
Ooh. Were either of those, you said just before we went on air, you've written a song for to play on here?
That yeah, right? That was the very first one, Windsor yeah. Freestyle. Yeah. Actually, Carl of Amoogie produced that beat.
Mm.
He sent it to me 7 months ago or so. Like, I'm one of those people that will, like, get, like, production and just, like, sit on it for, like, ages to the point where I almost, like, forget about how I even had it. But, yeah, it just came together, like, real well after I got back from overseas, like, a couple of weeks ago. I was just writing to it, and, like, I think I just had a lot of stuff that I just wanted to say. And then, like, that beat just really worked. So, yeah, no, I'm very happy with it.
I saw you, Carl is your live DJ, is that right?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, he did probably last year he did quite a few of my sets.
Mm.
But then like with Amoogie doing so well and stuff lately, he's a busy man. He's a very very wanted man.
Well, what do you look for in a beat? because you've produced collaborated with lots of different producers.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you look for?
From a production side of things, for a while I was looking, especially last year, I'd say a lot at like just lots of upbeat stuff in general. Mm. I think I had a phase where when I first like got into like really putting my songs online, for at least a few years, I was just doing super lo-fi stuff, like super chill, like real quiet ambient music. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of get away from that. So like for the last year or so, I'd been looking at real like upbeat songs. I have a real soft spot for samples.
Yep.
Especially like like R&B and like soul sound. I honestly like love them so much. They're also a pain in the ass when you're trying to put it on like streaming because of like...
They'll get you.
Copyright and stuff. But yeah. Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot samples.
Yep. Yep. A whole bunch of them, like Nintendo. That Monday song I dropped this week, samples like The Delegation. Like, I think just anything that's fun and anything that can kind of recreate like a sound. Because, I mean, hip hop and like in its existence was based off of like remixing and like making do with what you already had. So, like, yeah, I kind of just look for like fun stuff and stuff that is like real innovative and real like interesting and clever, I'd say.
Mm. Let's talk about the new track Mondays, because it is slightly different to the two that you just played.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's got a foot in rapping, it's got a foot in singing.
Mm.
How do you develop your delivery style, or how have you developed your delivery style?
It just happened, I guess. I think it might...
Melody's really important though, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. It might just be even more so like a reflection of what I listen to in general. I guess I kind of have my ear to like real hip-hop, like rappity, rap stuff, and like the melody stuff, as well as like the old like disco and like R&B kind of tracks as well. I just listen to a lot of that in general, and like I guess when you listen to a lot of things, you find yourself not, I guess, mimicking, but just like being influenced by it without even really knowing. And I'm trying to sing more, but I don't think I have a very good singing voice, so I'm just working on it and slowly putting it out there.
Good, yeah, keep doing it, keep working at it. Mm-hmm. You were accepted to perform at South by Southwest in a couple of months. You're going?
Yeah, we're going.
What are some of the goals that you're hoping to achieve by performing at South by?
Honestly, for me, I think the biggest thing is just like an experience thing. I just wanted to see how people overseas, and like America's like almost like the mecca of music sort of thing. I just want to see like how it kind of goes down there. I don't have this like grandiose goal of like, I'm going to go there and I'm just going to suddenly blow up like overnight. Like, I'm not really expecting too much from it on that end, but I feel like the experience that like I could get from just going there in general will like help me out a lot in terms of maybe like what I want out of music too, as well as, you know, seeing a whole bunch of other performers from every like walk of life being there and being able to see how they get down and how they do their stuff. So there's a lot of like inspiration to be driven from there, I think.
What do you want from music?
Damn. I think
Well, because I mean, you've got a backup. Are you still a student here at UA?
Or I just graduated last year, yeah, so I'm
congratulations.
Trying.
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you.
So I mean, is this like just a really fun hobby that is seemingly doing quite well, or is this like, are you like, I want a career, I want a tour, I want
Yeah, I definitely want like a career out of this and like the touring and everything. I think what I want out of music and then like a bigger picture scheme of things might be more so just like, I guess I do music just because I don't think there's like that much else in the world that I really care for enough. So I guess I do it just for like really like, really just for just like myself, I guess. That sounds real selfish. But I know, I just really would like to, me growing up personally, just myself as well. There weren't a lot of Asian people in hip hop in the mainstream or in the West, like in westernized markets. So I think I kind of want to like also be someone that like some random ass like little Asian kid can be pointing and be like, yo, if he can do it, why can't I do it, sort of thing. Like there's that driving me too, just in like my positionality and like who I am as like a Korean person, I guess. There's that too. Yeah, I guess the ultimate goal is always just to make a career out of it and be able to live off it. I'm not really too bothered about like the whole, you know, like blow up, that idea of just like blowing up and stuff. More so than that, just being able to like comfortably live off it is like more than I could ask for, in honesty.
Cool, great. I was looking at your profile for the South Bay thing, and you're looking for a bit of infrastructure though to kind of help make that happen.
Yeah.
So if for some reason there's a label, a booking agent from the US, a booking agent from the UK or Europe or worldwide, PR publicity agency out there listening to this post South By, checking it out, do it. Get involved.
Hello, I'm here. I'm waiting.
We'll just put it under the universe now. You never know what happens. So we've got one more track.
Yep.
We're just going to turn a light on in the studio. Can you introduce it for us?
So this one's called Go. We got a video for it, and it's it was the lead single off my first EP last year, the Lagoon EP. So it was produced by Swelly. Let's get cracking. So I just got me some sauce, I feel like ooh, why? And I've been down, I've been frowning for too long. So why the hell I should smile, they see by fight that. So why the hell I should smile, they see by fight that. You got it back, I might write some. You're chewing air, feel like Tyson. And I don't really roll dice on. You're not the type to be gambling. You throw my cash down the drain, hey, how you stay, bro? See, I'm just saying, I got a problem, I don't want to talk, though. You pay my due, I've been on this. Not been thinking consequence. I just came for free food shit. Quit trying to teach me pollution. And I got music in the boat. Everything always my fault. Put my tone right next on so, and we go. So that just got me some sauce, I feel like ooh, why? And I've been down, I've been frowning for too long. So why the hell I should smile, they see by fuck that. Yeah, why the hell I should smile, see by fuck that. You got it back, I might write some. You're chewing air, feel like Tyson. And I don't really roll dice on. You're not the type to be gambling. You throw my cash down the drain, hey, how you stay, bro? And I'm just saying, I got a problem, but don't want to talk, though. You pay my due, I've been on this. Not been thinking consequence. I just came for free food shit. Quit trying to teach me solution. And I got music in the vault. Everything always my fault. Put my tone right next on so, and we go.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.